AJ Perez, front office sports senior writer, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. I talked about this story yesterday where LIV Golf, might have been 2 days ago, LIV Golf has finally got their broadcast partner, it seems, the CW. And after chuckling just a little bit, because this is not a traditional golf broadcaster, no kidding, I did kind of delved into it. It's not a big network, and I am curious. I saw the story when AJ Perez from Front Office Sports wrote about it, again, probably a couple days ago, and AJ is with us. So let me ask you this question, AJ. What happened with their deal with Fox, who has no golf? What happened to their whatever deal with Fox, whatever arrangement that Greg Norman assumed he was going to have?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, we wrote about that several months ago about the talks with Fox, and that was pretty much the most likely landing spot, just because the connections LIV has pretty strong connections to the GOP, and obviously Fox having Fox News, and so there was a lot of that was it. That was a lot of speculation. It was pretty much. I heard a couple of weeks ago it was leaning towards CW, there nothing had been finalized. And so far, nothing officially has been announced yet. We should have that tomorrow or Friday. It is different. The only sport property I think that was ever announced so far is some kind of documentary, kind of like Drive to Survive, that CW's
right
for the IndyCar series. That's pretty much it. So they're in roughly half as many homes as the other networks like Fox, CBS,
right?
NBC, ABC. So it is interesting, but it gets them on a broadcast tier. Nexstar is a big company. Nexstar actually owns part of Paramount and a couple other media companies. So this could end up being something they could build up. But there were so many things with politics and obviously the 9/11 protests, everything. That's been kind of against the Saudi backed LIV tour.
Yes.
I think they came up with the best deal that they could.
All right. Well, before I get into how much money there could possibly be, and I understand the notion that LIV and the Republican Party have some sort of a kinship. Do they understand? I mean, the professional golf, the PGA Tour. Is there something higher than 100%? Because if there is something higher than 100%, because that's how they would all lean. So there's nothing more conservative than golf. It's just so funny to me that somehow LIV has I'm not really buying the political part of it. It just makes me laugh.
I think maybe PDR.
I have no idea.
Maybe that could be a little more conservative overall. But yeah, you're right. There are progressives in golf, but I think it's they got the best.
I think there are progressives who cover golf. I'm not sure there are any progressives in golf.
There's probably some Democrats who go to Top Golf. but it's they were just streaming only last year, and that's one part that we don't know yet. They're still working on the streaming part. Last year was free on YouTube, and DAZN actually streamed it. They're working on the other part of it, the package, the streaming part, where I'm not sure if it'll be VOD or I don't know how they're going to do it, some kind of subscription, watch your own service, or maybe they'll deal with DAZN or another over the top supplier. Golf. I'm not saying it's a dying sport, but it hasn't done well on TV since Tiger hasn't been really competitive for many reasons over the last decade plus. So the ratings have slid, and they slid for other sports too. The NFL is kind of like the only one that hasn't, because it's the NFL.
It's the NFL, right? Exactly.
So yeah, it's kind of like going that way. And Fox didn't do. And maybe one reason Fox didn't. Fox dumped golf. I mean, they Norman tanked that as an analyst, that was one of the reasons. Even though he's close to Rupert and close to Fox. Maybe that's one of the reasons, because he was Norman was a fall guy for Fox, who just you don't see it very often, but getting out of that contract a couple of years early.
Well, there's no question. Look, Greg could have been a better analyst had he wanted to be a better.
Yes,
Greg is as smart as anybody. He really is. Look, I think it's pretty transparent what he's doing here. I don't want to get into the whole the vendetta against the PGA Tour, but that's really what this is about. if you know the history of Greg Norman and the PGA Tour. So he just took the first opportunity he found, and it's a good one. I'm not knocking it. He's got unlimited money to use. Do we have any idea? AJ Perez in frontofficesports.com is with us. Do we have any idea how much money the CW might be giving to Liv to put it on over the air?
Yeah, that's the hard part to figure out because it's still being produced. It's kind of like how UFC, and I was told this is, there's a kind of a UFC F1 tie-in, and I'll explain that.
Okay.
UFC produces their own shows. That's what they're doing. Granted, they've carried this on. They produce their own shows when Fox broadcasts them. They produce their own shows now with ESPN and ESPN Plus. So you could, they do control their own product, and the former Fox Sports executive David Hill is consulting.
Yep.
And it, you know, didn't get a lot of viewers. It's around 200,000 every live event, but it was a pretty well produced golf broadcast.
100%.
Now you're gonna get that content.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna get that content on CW. And so that gets in front of more eyeballs, maybe more casual sports fans, casual golf fans. Now the F1 tie-in. Now there's Netflix is going to be producing a show, basically kind of like Drive to Survive. That's going to be following Live Golf.
Okay.
That's debuting next month. So they're trying to kind of, you know, this is a TV deal that the way it was described to me was kind of like how F1 was.
Okay.
Like 10, 15 years ago, where not a lot of money, not a lot of broadcast money in the United States. F1's huge, was still huge in Europe and elsewhere.
Right.
F1 before Drive to Survive, you know, wasn't where it is now. So they're kind of using they're pinning their hopes on this new series on Netflix, but they're also, you know, there's hope that that will push more people over to it and maybe go beyond the politics, go beyond the Saudi funding that has been kind of problematic for them.
Look, AJ Perez of Front Office Sports, I suggested yesterday that they needed some sort of a streamer. And I threw it out there, Netflix, because they don't have any live sports. They're not tied. They're not beholden to anybody. And I have been very open about not connecting this to the Saudis and just keeping it as a sports conversation here on this program, because I think there's bad money in a lot of places, including like half of the European football teams that people watch and support. So if you're a Newcastle fan or, Man City or PSG, they're all tied to nation. A lot of them are tied to nation states. So I'm trying to push away from the Saudi conversation. I think there are different reasons to either be pro or against Live Golf that have nothing to do with the source of the money. I think the total number is important. I don't know how many more players are going to make this jump. I think the bleed of great players is probably over, and I think we're probably a couple of years away from maybe seeing a couple come back. Let me ask you one more question. Yeah. I want to move off.
Sorry, I had to correct one thing. Sorry. The Full Swing is the Netflix show, the PGA Tour.
Live
with another. But they are dealing with it. But Live is working on a similar thing. Sorry,
they need it. They need stuff like that. Yeah, they have to humanize the Live Tour. Right. I think they've done a poor job of that. Other than hey, we wear shorts and we play rock music. that stuff doesn't work. Real quick, because I know you had an item about the sale of the Washington. I call them the Commandos. You have a story about that. That you're on. So where are we with the potential sale of at least enough of the Commandos that Commandos fans can, now we can all call them the Commanders?
Yeah, that'll be fun. They can't change the name for a couple more years with a new owner or anybody else. Everybody took my story yesterday when I, didn't, they kind of keyed in on, oh, he's only selling half. There's still, the Outsiders probably going to sell the entire franchise. That's what everybody expects. But the bankers have told the potential bidders that he's selling at least half and kind of hinted at more, but that hasn't been determined yet. I think this has been pretty tight-lipped. They're in Charlotte where Bank of America is based and they're handling the sale. We're going to come, we'll know in the next 2 or 3 weeks who that is. The interesting one is which was my story over the weekend with Bezos, hasn't bid yet, and Bank of America is trying to get him involved, even though there's kind of some animosity from Dan Snyder towards Bezos because of the Washington Post ownership.
No way. Dan Snyder has animosity with everybody.
Yeah.
He has animosity with everybody.
I was stoked. I didn't see any slides of me on a background investigation like they did some of the Washington Post reporters. So.
Not yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was redacted.
Not yet. He's got beef with I've never met Dan Snyder. I'm sure he's got beef with me. Look, if Jeff Bezos wants,
I haven't either. I've written about him for Jesus Christ every other day. It seems like the last 2.5 years.
If Jeff Bezos wants the Washington Commandos, he's going to buy them. If I guess there are people with more money than Jeff Bezos, but not many.
Only one in America. That's Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. He's too busy ruining Twitter. Speaking of that, you can follow AJ Perez from Front Office Sports at Buy AJ Perez, BY AJ Perez. Although maybe I don't think he's for sale, but Buy AJ Perez. I thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk again.